Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon has vowed he is going to war for President Trump as he returns to the private sector after leaving his job as the president's most controversial advisor. Bannon, who is credited with helping Mr. Trump get elected on his America First and a Make America Great Again slogans, has clashed for months with other powerful White House figures. There was fighting between two camps from day one of the Trump administration, Bannon embracing Mr. Trump's populist and isolationist messaging. Catalan police have arrested a fourth man in connection with two terrorist attacks in the Barcelona region of Spain that left many dead, dozens more injured. That story now from VOA's Philip Alexio.
One more death was added to the list Friday, bringing the deadly total to 14. Police said suspects in Spain's deadly twin terror attacks were preparing an even bigger assault that was foiled as events unfolded. Police said they killed five suspected terrorists during the night and arrested three others as Spain reeled from the double tragedy in Barcelona and in Cambrils, some 120 kilometers south. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Islamic State claimed responsibility for that deadly van attack on pedestrians in Barcelona. No word now on who carried out Cambrils' attack. Police in Finland say at least two people were killed and at least six others injured in a mass stabbing in the southwestern coastal city of Turku. Police said they shot one suspect in the leg, arrested him, and are searching for other perpetrators. Authorities said the suspect's identity remained unknown, but they appear to be of foreign origin. This is VOA News. President Trump met with his national security team. They discussed a new strategy to deal with the 16-year war in Afghanistan. Options include sending thousands of additional troops to the country or withdrawing them altogether, leaving private military contractors to help manage the country's tenuous security situation. Top U.S. general and his Japanese counterpart have agreed to work together to strengthen missile defenses for Japan as Tokyo announced that they will introduce the land-based Aegis Ashore system for additional protection against the North Korean missile threat. General Joe Dunford, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke with VOA.
I think this is probably about as important a place as I could be because in the wake of recent activity by Kim Jong-un, making sure our allies have no confusion at all about where we are in our overall policy, where we are with regard to the military dimension of that policy, and in dealing with both our alliance issues in Korea, in Japan, as well as, again, that basic framework for military-to-military relations with China. I think it's been a good 8 or 9 days.
Dunford was in Japan after talks with Chinese and South Korean leaders in Beijing and Seoul. He said he offered Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe some of the perspectives picked up during his time in China, while also focusing on the challenge of North Korea and the trilateral efforts that the U.S., Japanese, and South Korean militaries needed to deal with the threat from Pyongyang. Sierra Leone's government buried more than 350 people killed earlier in the week in mudslides in the country's capital, Freetown. Another 600 remain unaccounted for as workers try to uncover more bodies from the thick mud and debris in the smashed homes there. This man is a survivor.
We are really suffering in this community. We are really suffering. No light. When night comes, we'll not be able to sleep in this community. Well, our hearts are still in that heavy because of this situation. And we don't know what will happen next within 2 days or 3 days. So we really want the government, the NGOs to assist us to evacuate people from this community.
Sierra Leone has asked for international assistance, government contending many victims ignored instructions to evacuate. Every private member of the U.S. Presidential Advisory Committee on the Arts here in the U.S. has resigned to protest President Trump's response to white nationalist violence in the state of Virginia that turned deadly last weekend. You can get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news from our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And, of course, we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Davis here, your host for Jazz America here on VOA 1. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the birthday boy. Pat Metheny, the great guitarist, is 63. I can think of no one at the age of 63 that's more youthful and full of creativity and wonderful spirit than Pat Metheny. We'll celebrate him on this edition of Jazz America, and this hour we'll have more conversation with him and hear more of his latest work in the last few years. Let's begin this hour, though, with another celebration of a birthday of one of the greats of jazz piano, one of the wonderful musical sons of Canada. Oscar Peterson was born on the 15th of August in 1925. Let's go back to 1958 when the Oscar Peterson Trio, featuring Herb Ellis and Ray Brown on guitar and bass respectively, joined with Oscar Peterson for this live performance in Vancouver, 1958. It's the time, the place, and the name of the album. And let's enjoy the song entitled Daoud, the Clifford Brown composition, to begin this set of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
king, the slot that's hot. I keep hearing bells all around me. Jingle in the lucky jackpots. They keep you tantalized. They keep you reaching for your wallet here in fool's paradise. I talked to a cat from Des Moines. He said he ran a cleaning plant. That cat was clanking with coin. Well, he must have had a genie in a lamp, cause every time I dropped a dime, I blew it. He kept ringing bells, nothing to it. He got three oranges, three lemons, three cherries, three plums. I'm losing my taste for fruit, watching the dry cleaner do it. Like Midas in a polyester suit. It's all luck, it's just luck. You get a little lucky and you make a little money. Circus where the cowboys fill the room with their big balloons. The cleaner was pitching with purpose. He had dinos and blue bears and lions, pink and blue there. He couldn't lose there. He was stacking the chips, breaking off the tables, ringing. This is a story that's a drag to tell. In some prisons I lost every dime I laid on a line. But the cleaner from Des Moines, you put a coin in the door of the town and you're 20 for one. Just like.
Charles Mingus classic, The Dry Cleaner from Des Moines. Interpretation by the great Canadian-born vocalist and composer and award winner Joni Mitchell. And joining with her from the live album Shadows and Light, Pat Metheny on guitar, alongside Jaco Pastorius, Lyle Mays on keyboards, and the late Michael Brecker on the saxophone. Hope you enjoyed that. Just another taste of the work of Pat Metheny, who has certainly been in so many varied musical settings over the years. Everything from classic straight-ahead jazz, as you just heard, to the most modern of electroacoustic work. Case in point, his brilliant project called Orchestrion, on which he made all of the music and composed all the music, as well as playing live with music created electronically with organic instruments. This is not an easy thing to understand, and I'm sure not an easy thing to put together. Let's get some thoughts from Pat Metheny about how he came up with the idea of Orchestrion and made it happen here on VOA's Jazz America.
Russ Davis here, and I want to take you into the studio with Pat Metheny as he sat in front of and was interacting with the elements that are his new band, quote-unquote, Orchestrion. He talks about, in this piece, the spark that led him into creating this work and the way it has affected him as he's been involved in performing with musical instruments triggered by machines and his own actions.
I didn't know quite what to expect when I started this whole thing, especially making a record with it. The result is absolutely nothing like I ever would have imagined. It got me to get to some places I've never been, and that's a pretty cool thing. I've always been fascinated with the idea of music and the way it ultimately comes to exist. You know, certainly playing an instrument has been a big part of my life since I was a little kid, and my whole family's musical, including my grandfather on my mom's side, who was a great musician. He was incredible. And in his basement, he had a player piano that was, for me, the first stop whenever we would go to visit them. And it was just something so interesting to me. It was something that was, like, ancient, but at the same time, it seemed like the future.
Thank you.
portion of the one-man band that is Orchestrion, the name of the album. That was Orchestrion Part 1. And you heard Pat mention his musical family, and maybe earlier you heard him talk about his trumpet-playing older brother, Mike Matheny, who taught him to play trumpet at age 7. Here's Mike Matheny with Ta-Ta for Now from his album Old Wine, New Bossa on Jazz America from VOA 1. Perfect marriage of man and machine. Pat Metheny Orchestrion, just one of the many unique projects he's been a part of, followed by the music of his talented trumpet-playing brother, Mike Metheny. We'll try to give you as much as we can of the music of Pat Metheny, 63 years old as of the 12th of August. Happy birthday to him. More coming up, but first...
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received this week, and it reads as follows with a subject line, music request. Please play me any good piece from Donald Byrd. Patrice Onassis Buckwork from Tema, Ghana. Well, Patrice, why don't we go back in time and enjoy the great trumpet player Donald Byrd from his album Bird in Flight and give you the song simply titled Ghana. Here it is on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
softly. Night leaves gently. Her beauty is spent and she rises. I step into the in a fugue as morning settles on, dreaming into a sky of brilliant blue, noticing clouds are whispering that you will dance with me very soon. Already been as high as Kathmandu, willing to go as far as Timbuktu. Nowhere's too far away, I may catch up with you today. Maybe today will finally be the day. Flying along a dawn that leads to you, singing a song that makes itself anew, a music magic wand, reaching into a sky of brilliant blue. Eagles are calling out to say that you dance with me very soon. Already been as high as Kathmandu, willing to go as far as Timbuktu. No one's too far away, I may catch up with you today. Maybe today we'll make our getaway.
Pat Metheny has long been known to be a fantastic composer, especially the work he does with his partner of many years, the great composer and pianist Lyle Mays. That is the song Minuano, interpretation with lyrics by the award-winning vocalist Kurt Elling. That's from his album Man in the Air. Well, let's get more conversation going with Pat Metheny, and then hear the Pat Metheny Group masterwork, The Way Up, from the year 2005. One of the last works ever from the Pat Metheny Group, in its original form, with the duo of Lyle Mays and Pat Metheny as the core of the group. Many people have come and gone over the years as far as being members of the Pat Metheny Group, but that core has been there all down through those years. And we'll hear some of their finest work, The Way Up, after we talk to Pat Metheny here on VOA's Jazz America.
Well, Pat, tell me, other than the fact that it's 68 minutes long, one piece, how is The Way Up different from other Pat Metheny Group releases?
One thing about this record that sets it apart a little bit from the recent records that the group has done, or even that I've done away from the group, is that early on we decided to use the guitars themselves as a fairly prominent orchestral element in the band by way of using overdubs, which is something I haven't done for many, many years. I mean, the last group record that there's a lot of that on is probably Off Ramp, which is 20 years ago. Mostly the guitar has functioned kind of as the lead singer, with this sort of other stuff kind of going on around it, with the guitar occasionally playing other roles, but mostly it's the voice. This time, we intentionally wanted to really utilize a couple different sort of orchestrational elements. The guitars being one. Kung Vu himself, our trumpet player, is sort of an orchestrational marvel, just in terms of the sounds that he offers. I've always kind of hoped to someday maybe get a horn player in the band, and I could never really find somebody who seemed to offer stuff beyond just being a good horn player. Kung came along and kind of invented a new way for the trumpet to function, which is he makes these kind of, I don't even know what you call them. I mean, there's lots of times on the record, I'm sure most people don't even realize that's a trumpet. It's just this kind of sound element in the music. And those two things, along with, you know, our usual array of possibilities, which of course includes Lyle's amazing keyboard skills and the different ways that we can utilize the bass function, with Steve playing both electric and acoustic bass, and of course Antonio's amazing range as a drummer, seemed to be a pretty wide palette right there. But we did, as we were writing, we kept writing this other voice that we couldn't quite figure out what it was. It's like, what is that going to be? This part kept showing up, and we were like, what is that? And I was like, well, it's got to be a breath element. It can't be like singing or anything like that. I'm like, you know, am I going to have to like hire a saxophone player, or what is that part? And in the middle of all this, I had to go out on the road and do a bunch of gigs. And one of the gigs that I did was opposite Cassandra Wilson, and playing with Cassandra Wilson was this amazing harmonica player, Gregoire Moret. And when I heard Gregoire, it's like a lightning bolt went off. It's like, that's the part that we're writing. We're writing a harmonica part. And I realized it was not just the harmonica, it was Gregoire. It was the part for him, and he was real up for doing it, so we had him join us.
And now let's enjoy the issue of their collaborative efforts, The Way Up, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Plus, to play for you the Pat Metheny Group's masterwork, The Way Up, in its entirety. I'll just have to give you that portion of it and hope you enjoyed it, and wish happy birthday, 63rd birthday, that is, to Pat Metheny on the 12th of August. This is Russ Davis on the Next Jazz America. We're headed to the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, for the 38th edition of the world's largest free jazz festival, the Detroit Jazz Festival. We'll hear music from lots of the artists that'll be playing there this year and talk to four of those greats, Herbie Hancock, Stanley Clark, Dee Dee Bridgewater, and Detroit's own Regina Carter. So join me for a celebration of the Detroit Jazz Festival on the Next Jazz America.